Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business women's spotlight magazine. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Listen in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative business women in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about maximizing your networking opportunities and turning your contacts into cash. My guest today is an international speaker who has created training and marketing campaigns for many notable public and private organizations. The primary focus of her success strategy is teaching personal development in sales and marketing skills to business owners with a dedication to support other women in business. We're pleased to welcome back to the show America's training and marketing superstar, Ms. Tana Turano. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Spark Plug. It's great to join you this morning.
It's great to have you back once again. Are you ready to talk about how to maximize your networking opportunities?
Absolutely.
Well, we know you're extremely busy, so let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Tana, people have a lot of opportunities to network these days. How can we make sure that we are spending our time wisely?
Well, Spark Plug, there are a lot of opportunities. There's an opportunity to network with other business owners, with your peers, with nonprofit events, with chambers of commerce. So we really have to be smart in how we spend our networking time. Otherwise, we could become professional networkers and just socialize all the time, which, while it might be fun, it might not really benefit our business. So what you need to think about is, what is the purpose of the networking in the first place? What are you trying to accomplish? Are you just trying to get known in the marketplace? Are you trying to meet new people? Or are you really trying to promote a new product or service or get your company known? So once you know what your purpose is, then you can run that through all the different opportunities you have and look at that as your filter. So then you look at, okay, I have networking opportunities every day of the week. Which days do I have time to devote to that? Think of it as a way to do a marketing prospecting for your company. And you decide to do something on a Tuesday morning, well, you need to decide, okay, I'm going to spend 2 hours, I'm going to this business owner's event, I need to meet 10 new people and turn two of those into my customers. You'll be surprised how that will impact your bottom line when you actually go into it with a plan as if it were a sales presentation. And then you also look at, where are your customers? You don't want to go to an event and network if there's not an opportunity to meet potential customers, unless the purpose of you going to the event is possibly to get training or meet with your peers. And I think a lot of times people don't even think about those as marketing opportunities and networking opportunities, but actually that's an excellent place to meet people. If you're going to a training event, everyone in that event is there for the same reason you are, to grow their business. So it's really like a very high-level networking opportunity, so be sure you don't miss those opportunities.
Beautiful. Tana, most people have been told that they should have an elevator pitch. What does that mean, and why is it so important?
Well, the reason to call it an elevator pitch, you realize when you're going on an elevator, you only have a very short amount of time, maybe 15 seconds at the most. And if Bill Gates were to get on the elevator with you and you only had 15 seconds to make yourself known to him, what would you say? And that's why we try to make people really think about it. Some people get up and they do a rambling introduction that tells you so many things, and then when they sit down, you really don't know what they said and you really don't remember them, especially in a crowd. So I encourage people to write down their introduction and write it down in a 15-second introduction. If you pay attention right now, most of the commercials you see on television and radio have gone to 15 seconds. And that's because that's about the length of our attention span these days, Spark Plug. We don't really pay attention much longer than that. So you want to make sure you're telling them your name, your company name, and a brief description of what you do and possibly your tagline in 15 seconds. Then you also want to make sure that you customize it for another 15 seconds if you have that opportunity. For instance, if you're going to an event like I'm going to a business owner's event here shortly and do a networking, and you would do your introduction of who you are, what you do, and then you'd say, and what we do for business owners is, and if you're going to a group of realtors, you say, and what we can do for realtors is. So you have multiple customized presentations that you can pull out of your pocket at any time on the fly. Practice them in front of the mirror if you need to, just to make sure you're really comfortable with what you're saying, and you'll get big impact for your networking time.
Well, when you use Bill Gates as an example of what to say on the elevator pitch, it really makes you focus on what you need to say.
Exactly. Think of it as if you were going to a networking event. If you knew for a fact that on the way into that networking event that you would get a $1,000 contract just for being there, how would that impact the way you present yourself that morning?
Well, Tana, do you have any tips to make sure we get the most out of the time we spend at a networking event?
I certainly do. I find a lot of people come with no plan whatsoever. So what I tell you is if you're going to spend the time, make sure it counts. One thing is, if you don't already have a professional name tag, I encourage you to think about doing that. There's some great magnetic name tags that you can basically get a copy of your business card without the address, obviously, but get your information from your business card with your name really big and bold and your company name. And those cost less than $15 in most places. But if you don't have one, you can get a little tag that you can slide your business card into. But make sure you keep that on your right shoulder. I know a lot of us have been taught that your name tag goes on the left, but if you put it upright, think about being an upright person. If it's high on your right shoulder, when somebody goes to shake your hand, that's where their eyes looking naturally, and they don't have to look around trying to figure out who you are. And wear it high on your shoulder so they don't have to make a big point of trying to find out your name, because they may have met you before and they're embarrassed because they can't remember. So we want to make it easy for them and easy for us to be remembered. So upright for your name tag. And the other thing that you need to make sure of is that you take plenty of business cards. If you're going to a networking event, the purpose of being there is to be able to get yourself known. And I have a lot of business owners, again, that will show up at a networking event and say, I didn't bring any cards with me. So plan for success. Plan the night before. Put some there. Make a game with yourself and say, I have 20 cards I need to exchange for 20 new business cards before I can leave the event. It can't be people you've met before. That also keeps you from standing in a corner talking to your friends, and then the next thing you know, the event's over. So you want to make sure that you're maximizing that opportunity by meeting new people. The other really important thing is keep your business cards in your left pocket and theirs in your right. That way, when you're reaching to shake their hand, your left pocket is where your business cards are. You'll be able to pull that card out and hand it to them while you're shaking their hand, and keep their cards in the right. That way, while you're at the networking event, you're not fumbling through, sorting through business cards, trying to determine yours from everyone else's. Keep them separate, and it makes it easier to follow up after the event.
Hey, Tana, how can we make sure we are meeting the right people at these events?
That is a critical thing that a lot of people miss. If I'm going to an event that I've never been to before, I try to find out as much as I can about the event in advance. Usually there's a website or there's an invitation online. You can find out who are the people that have been invited to the event. The other thing I might do is find out someone I know that is going to the event that can help me as far as getting known. But if I go into an event and I don't know anybody in advance, I've never met anyone there, maybe it's out of town, the first thing I do is I stand there and I look around and survey the room. Typically, if you pay attention in the first couple of minutes, you're going to identify two key people in the room. The key people are going to be the ones that everybody's trying to meet. They're going to be the Bill Gates in the room. And it's pretty obvious after a short amount of time who that is. The other thing you're going to know is you're going to know who the key networkers are. That's the people that are acting as hosts. They're going around and meeting everyone and introducing people. You can tell they're professionals at what they do by their body language and their smile, and it won't be hard for you to pick these people out of the crowd. once you find those key networkers, you go to them and say, "Hi, I'm Tana. I'm new in town. This is the first time I've ever been to this event. It looks like a fabulous event. Would you mind acting as a host for me for a few minutes and introduce me to a few people?" The other thing you tell them is the people I really want to meet are business owners that are self-employed. I would like to meet with women business owners. I really want to meet with the decision maker for this particular corporation. The more specific you are, the more likely you are to meet the people that you really need to meet and the reason that you're there for that function.
Tana, tell our listeners, what's the best way to keep up with all the contacts we meet?
Well, that's the most critical part of all, and I'll tell you what, Sparkplug, I will tell you that most people, 80% of people don't even follow up. They take all the time and energy to go to a networking function, to meet with people, and then they get busy after the event, and they mean to do it, but they'll lay the cards in their car, or they stick them on their desk or in a desk drawer, and they don't remember them again for a long time. Always make sure that right after the event that you either I take the business cards and lay them on a copy machine. You can put 10 on a sheet, and I'll copy them, and on the top of the sheet write Costco and today's date, and so I know where I met them, and I'll put little notes beside their name. It's a fast and simple way to do it, and then you can put that in a notebook and keep it. Then you have the cards for follow-up also. But you want to remember where you met someone, so when you call them back, you can say, "Hey, Sparkplug, we met at a networking function last week in Atlanta. I just wanted to follow up with you and say it was great meeting you, and I'd like an opportunity to find out more about your business and how I could possibly help you grow your business. When would be a good time for you, Sparkplug?" And that's the way you follow up. It doesn't have to be a big, long conversation. It doesn't need to be something where you have to set an appointment, but do follow up and try to follow up within the first 48 hours to make the biggest impact, because most of your competitors are not going to follow up. So if you're that one, they're going to remember you.
Well, Tana, we only have about 3 minutes left, and I still want to get to your event that you have coming up on June 15th at Costco. So let me ask you this last question, and we can get to that, okay?
Okay.
You seem to think that our business cards are really important advertising tools. Are there any tips you can give us about other ways to use our business card to get more business?
There certainly are, and I'll give you a few, and then what we'll do is post the rest on the website. But a few of the ways you can use them if you keep them all the time is when you go to a restaurant, when you leave a tip, leave your business card. Now, if you don't leave a tip, don't leave the business card, because that sends a really bad message. But you want to make sure that they can remember you, so next time you're in there, you get excellent service, but you never can tell the people you might want to meet. They might want to pass your card on to someone else. Also, stick it in with your bills. If you're spending money with a company, give them the opportunity to spend money with you. And always have them with you, because you never know where you're going to meet the key prospects in your life.
Now, tell us about this big event you have coming up on June 15th at the Costco in Alpharetta, Georgia.
Sparkplug, this is going to be a great opportunity for business owners to meet other business owners in a very, very simple environment. The whole purpose of the event is to meet business owners and make money. That's it. And it's open to all business in the community. Costco is hosting this from 8:30 to 10 at their Alpharetta warehouse. There's no cost to attend, and you don't have to be a Costco member to come. And Osbo, my company, is co-sponsoring with Costco to do this event. When you come, you'll just come in, network with other members like we talked about, other people there, and you'll make sure that you get a chance to get to know people, bring plenty of business cards, and come ready to do business.
And finally, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
They can go to our website, which is osbo.org. That stands for Organization Supporting Business Owners, osbo.org, and they'll find information about our organization, upcoming events, and ways that they can benefit from the products and services that we offer to business owners.
All right. Well, Ms. Tana Turano, founder and CEO of Osbo, Organization Supporting Business Owners, thanks for being with us today.
As always, Sparkplug, thank you so much for having me on, and thanks for all you do to support women in business.
My pleasure. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station, connecting you to America's leading business professionals like Ms. Tana Turano. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another phenomenal job. For more information about organizations supporting business owners, visit their website at osbo.org. That's osbo.org. Or give them a call at 256-829-2208. This is Spark Plug, encouraging you to keep supporting women in business, because when women succeed, the nation prospers. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in. Adios.